We present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission, to kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
Reichsleiter Bormann. Mein Führer, time is growing short. The Schachmatt mechanism is ready. We cannot trigger it until you make a decision.
Ah, you too, Martin. Are you so eager to join the others in escape?
Nein, mein Führer. It is your legacy of which I think. We must protect and preserve your life's work.
I had a private visitor yesterday.
A visitor?
A young officer who fears there may be treason at my back.
Treason?
Yes. Young Captain Schädel. He told me about a series of bewildering assignments that he has drawn from your office in recent days. He fears that you and Heinrich Müller may be planning your own flight from the city.
He told you that?
He is a pious young man, but very loyal to me. Loyalty is an unusual commodity these days.
Mein Führer, surely you know by now that I will share whatever end comes your way. If you should choose to leave Berlin, I would be close behind you. If you elect to stay and meet your fate, then I shall stay also. You have my oath on it.
No? Are the guns louder, do you think?
No, mein Führer. Not yet. But they soon will be. Please. You must make a decision. Until your death is announced, nothing more can be done.
Well, I don't want to think about that now.
But I must know. I must put the final gears in motion.
Oh, very well. You do what you must.
Then you accept the inevitable? You are prepared to take the necessary steps?
I will allow you to conclude the arrangements. As to the matter of my death, I am still undecided. I will make my final determination later. I am not prepared to say more.
That will be adequate. Danke, mein Führer.
It's getting lighter. We can't stay here forever, Henri.
I know, but I can't decide what to do.
People may come. More soldiers. Like they did last night. They will shoot us if they find us here. We are in a death zone.
I know that, damn it!
Henri.
Oh, I'm sorry, Erica. I didn't mean to snap like that. Nerves, I guess. Can you believe it? Of all the stupid places to take shelter, we picked the chancel.
Oh, we don't know that. It was dark and the bombing has made everything so confused.
I wonder where Hitler is. Probably down below us, pacing himself stupid.
Henri, we must move.
Oh, where to? We certainly can't start wandering around the building now. Someone in the garden should spot us.
What about upstairs?
Upstairs?
That staircase. We could go up. Surely most of the top rooms are uninhabitable.
I thought you were afraid to go up there.
I am, but I am more frightened of what the SS will do to us if they find us here. Since they can't escape from the building now because it is daylight, the only thing to do is to take refuge on one of the upper landings.
It won't be safe. What with the damage done by the bombardment, there's a good likelihood of it being hit again.
I am prepared to take that chance. Anything rather than be discovered by the SS.
All right, then. Well, better stop making a move now before it gets any lighter.
What is wrong with him?
Nothing, Herr Reichsleiter. He's sedated. Dr. Stumpfegger thought it would be best to keep him that way until the final moment.
Remarkable. Yeah, really remarkable. Hair, face, color. The living image of the Führer. The doctor has done some fine plastic surgery, Miller.
Is everything ready at this end?
Almost.
According to the field reports, which are hazy, I admit, the Soviets have launched a ground attack on the southern fringes of the Tiergarten this morning. That leaves very little time and very little space.
I'm aware of that, Miller. I've had a busy night making the final preparations.
I'm sorry, Herr Reichsleiter. I did not intend to offend you.
No. Of course you didn't. I understand. I'm probably feeling tired, which is making me testy. But anyway, all the arrangements are complete. The route is set. An armed escort team alerted. Radio confirmation to the Rostock Naval Air Station. Rendezvous site on Lake Havel 6th. I've even managed to arrange a scout car for myself, if everything goes as planned.
Excellent, Herr Reichsleiter.
The only roadblock is the Führer himself.
He hasn't decided? But I saw...
No. He has. He has accepted everything in principle.
In principle?
But he hasn't yet agreed to the final step necessary for the implementation of the project.
Oh, surely he will not withhold his sanction still. He must see that there is no other way.
The Führer has responded so inconsistently to the pressures of these last few days.
Well, he can't do that anymore. He will have to change. He must come to a final decision this morning. There isn't time for procrastination. It's now or never.
Do not alarm yourself, my dear Miller. I intend to make sure that the Führer does everything expected of him. He is presently lunching with some of his favorite female secretaries.
Oh, it's extraordinary. He is behaving lightly, as though everything were perfectly normal.
But I was waiting for you to arrive with Rüsselsprung before I called him.
I had problems. Krebs has had to be informed.
Yes, I know. But we needed him so that he could keep the gun silent. Captain Schädel will have to be told everything, too.
Schädler? Why?
So that he understands the full gravity of the situation. He has to. If he is to be of use in selecting the first team, I may have to tell a few others as well.
Awesome.
But I will check with the Führer. It would be much safer, naturally, to keep the number of people informed as few as possible. Schädel is already being a problem.
Captain Schädler, he has proved to be a most efficient young man. I don't understand.
He has had the gall to sneak behind our backs and suggest to the Führer that there were improprieties afoot.
Improprieties? Treason. Treason? Us? What did the Führer say?
Nothing much. Simply that he had been warned. His manner seemed to suggest that he didn't entirely disbelieve Schädel.
Oh, ridiculous. As if we would attempt anything of the kind.
Well, there it is. It's made our lives a little more complicated. The Führer is a naturally suspicious man. Now he'll be even worse. As for Schädel, this very morning when I instructed him to dismiss all guards from the garden and order all the others to stay at their posts in the front of the buildings, he had reacted with open suspicion.
And you want him to be further informed of our activities?
Yes, Miller. I've told you that is essential if we want everything to go according to plan. But Schädel's time is coming. Soon his usefulness will be at an end.
I believe in revenge.
I hope it will be a satisfactory one, Herr Reichsleiter.
Oh, yes, yes. But we must attend to Rüsselsprung here. He must be taken to Dr. Stumpfegger's surgery, and then you and the doctor had better wait with him there.
Wait?
I shall summon the Führer.
It's my last chance, Henry, while the guards are gone.
No, they ain't gone, Erica. They've pulled out of the garden for some reason, but I can still hear them from time to time in the building. Something's going on down there.
Why do you think that?
There must be something going on. Otherwise, why would that young SS captain have ordered the guards to withdraw from the garden?
Wait.
What is it?
Someone is coming.
Up here.
In the garden. Come here to this window. There. Can you see them?
Yeah. One in a high-ranking Gestapo uniform and one in party black and brown. Recognize them?
No. But the one in the uniform seems familiar. What are they doing?
Like carrying something between them. It's a semi-conscious man. At least I think it is.
Why have they covered his head?
They've disappeared in that concrete blockhouse.
The guards don't seem to be returning.
I wonder what all this stealthy activity is about.
Do you think the guards were dismissed from the garden so that they would not see those three men?
Yes, what is it, Martin?
I'm sorry to have to disturb your party, mein Führer, but I need a private word with you, if I may. An important communique has arrived.
Well, can't it wait?
No, mein Führer, it is urgent.
Well, what is it?
He's here. Müller and Dr. Stumpfegger just brought him.
I don't want to think about that now.
You must. The resurrection of eternal Germany is at stake, but we can delay no longer. If it is to be done, it must be done this afternoon. You must prepare yourself.
Oh, eternal Germany! Do you think I care about Germany? Ingrates! The German people weren't worthy of me. We could have won, but for the cowardice of the German soul.
And Führer, please, you can be overheard.
I've been betrayed, Martin. At every step, I've been betrayed. Perhaps to die is the best thing after all.
I understand the temptation, mein Führer, experiencing it as I do myself. But there are larger commitments that must be honored.
Honored!
The world will recognize your greatness in time. But only if those of us who would otherwise die gladly at your side are permitted to preserve the broad spectrum of your thought and philosophy. We cannot allow your legacy to perish under Russian boot heels.
Yes, all right. Take me to him.
Everything is in readiness, mein Führer. It remains only for you to determine which of your successors is to be informed.
I thought that you preferred complete secrecy.
I do, mein Führer. But I would not presume to dictate to you. You might desire, for example, to enlighten Dr. Goebbels or Grand Admiral Dönitz. It is they who must deal with the Allies after your death. If you decide either is to know, I will make certain everything is explained later, after it is done.
No. I'm sure you are right. If it is to be done, complete secrecy is best.
And Fräulein Braun?
Frau Hitler. Have you made preparations for her?
Nein, mein Führer.
Then what is the point in telling her?
None, mein Führer. Very well. Only those who must know to carry out the various stages of the program will be informed. And we have already arranged methods to protect the purity of each individual confidence. Dr. Stumpfegger's surgery.
Is this man lying here? Is this the one?
Yes, mein Führer.
This is the man we call Rüsselsprung.
Very well. I die this afternoon.
The weather's changing. What's going on?
It amuses you?
Oh, I was just thinking of the irony of it all. Oh. All around us is nothing but ruin and death. What was once the loveliest of the old imperial cities is now a burning pyre. And yet? Well, it's been a beautiful spring day. Even now, with the rain coming, it'll probably be no more than a seasonal shower. Strange, isn't it? Nature continuing regardless. It'll probably be one of the most spectacular Aprils in years.
How wonderful for the victors. They will be welcomed with flowers.
Yeah. And you?
Me?
Managing to find stamina, though you're hungry and exhausted?
The body somehow finds strength when it has to.
Yeah, well, you'll need all the stamina you can muster when darkness falls and we have to start slipping down those endless stairs.
It is the thought of wading through another endless day that I can't bear.
Don't worry. Help get us out of here. We've made it this far, and we'll make it the rest of the way.
But we could have gone already. There is no one in the garden. Our way is clear.
Erica, even if we could make it to the street, someone would spot us before we move 10 feet.
You don't know that. You are making us stay here.
What on earth do you mean?
You have changed.
Changed? In what way?
Oh, I don't know. You seem to be relishing this.
What?
Ever since last night, that Russian soldier...
You don't think about the Russians, Eric. Please. Enjoying myself? No. How can you possibly understand? At nightfall, we leave. And if any SS guard blocks our escape, I'll quietly ambush and kill him. After all, I'm well supplied with 2 natural weapons. My hands.
I've said my farewells to my staff. I know that you have arranged for the Benzin Martin, but I've asked my adjutant, Waffen-SS Colonel Otto Gunscher, to assist you.
Thank you, mein Führer.
I told Colonel Gunscher that I wanted the bodies of myself and Frau Hitler to be burnt, so that the Russians wouldn't put them on exhibition in some museum.
Yes, mein Führer.
And now that everyone has gone, it is time for me to join Eva in our personal quarters. You will remain here, no doubt.
I felt it would be best.
Of course, just in case. But it will look most authentic. You may be proud of yourself, Martin. You have done your work well.
Thank you, mein Führer.
And now it is time for me to do mine.
Mein Führer.
Goodbye, Martin.
Reichsleiter, what has happened?
Nothing so far. At least I've heard nothing.
Why is it taking so much time? He has been in service here for ages.
15 minutes.
The others will start getting curious. Lieutenant Colonel Kempke will be arriving from the Brandenburg Gate with some benzene. Hadn't we better go in and check?
9.
But if he has already done it...
9.
Oh, at last.
Quick, Müller. Inside.
Yeah. The pulse, sir.
I'll check his pulse.
Shot with a Walter. What a mess. Well?
Yeah, he's dead.
And her?
Cyanide.
His orders were to burn the bodies. Shall we proceed?
Yes.
we should have left by the guards for a while. Now they are back, aren't they?
Shh! There are people coming out of the blockhouse.
Let me see.
For heaven's sake, Erica, be careful. You may be some distance above them, but if someone should look...
I will be careful.
Keep your voice down.
Men in uniform, carrying bundles.
They're laying one of them in a shallow depression.
What? It is a body. A blanket-covered body.
Yeah. Looks like a man.
How do you know?
I caught a glimpse of black trousers.
What are they doing?
I don't know yet.
Oh, hey, look. The other bundle. It is a woman. They are laying her next to the other one.
You know, there's something familiar about it.
Drenching them with benzene. Oh, how terrible.
Shh, Erica.
Three more men.
It all seems so familiar. Why?
That one. With a club foot. That is Hinkerfuss.
Who?
I am sorry. Reichemin is to Goebbels. We call him Hinkerfuss, the limp.
You recognize any of the others?
No, not really. Man in the brown uniform. He looks familiar. I think I have seen him at public functions, but always in the background. Oh, that startled him. Somebody had taken shelter in the doorway of the blockhouse. But two of the men are still dousing the bodies with benzene.
A Viking funeral.
What?
It's like a Viking funeral. The man must be someone important. Hitler.
He can't die.
What?
His life is charmed. Besides, he has promised to die at the front, leading his troops.
How else could you explain the presence of someone as important as Goebbels?
Hey, look.
They're about to ignite the bodies. Those six men in the blockhouse. They're raising their hands in a Nazi salute.
I cannot bear to look anymore. Oh, in the smell.
Hey, that's it, Miss Cutler. Erica, they've gone.
I don't care. I don't want to watch.
The wind's whipping the smoke past the ventilation silo. It'll be sucked into the bunker air system. No one below ground. He's going to escape the smell of burning flesh.
You are enjoying this.
Send more soldiers out. With gasoline. Obviously, they don't intend the fire to burn out, huh?
How can you bear to look?
Eric, I know who the woman is.
What? How could you?
When I was being briefed for my meeting with SS Gruppenführer Hermann Fegelein...
You met him?
Yeah, but never mind that. There was a photograph I was shown. A smiling Fegelein holding a champagne glass. Those nightmare black SS uniforms and a wedding cake on the table. And beside Fegelein were two pretty fair-haired women laughing.
A wedding photograph?
Yeah, taken at the reception for Fegelein and one of the women.
Gretel Braun?
Yes. And the other woman was her sister. Eva Braun. Hitler had tried to keep her importance a secret, but intelligence reports identified her as his longtime mistress.
What about her?
That was the face we saw below. The woman they were burning was Eva Braun. And the man next to her could only have been Hitler.
You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Botman.